like to bring you a message this morning showing how that Nehemiah and his people were commissioned by God to get these walls built. They were in a building program like we are. And we're going to look at some of the dangers that they had and the opposition that they had and how that they continued to work until they got the job done. We are right in the middle of the most expensive building program we've ever been involved in. Our church is. This is a hard time for a church. It's exciting, but it's also a strain. Strain on us financially, of course. We're broke as of now. It's a strain on us physically. It's a strain on us emotionally, and it can be spiritually. So what I'd like for us to do is take the Bible example of how that we are to get the job done in our building program. This is not normal for me to do this on a Sunday morning, but I felt like for some time that the Lord laid this message on my heart for this morning's service. We've got a job to do, and so let's just get it done. Nehemiah chapter number 4 and verse 1. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. Now stop right. I'm going to try to hurry and read this scripture, but stop there just a second. Here was a fellow who heard that they builded that wall, and he didn't like it. Now the same thing has happened here and is going to happen. God put that in the Bible for our example. Somebody said the other day, boy, I heard somebody really talk bad about our school, Brother Danny. They don't like us building a school. Well, that's because we're doing the right thing. And it bothers the devil. That's why that is. That's what causes that. The devil don't care what you do unless you try to do something for God. Then the devil's going to fight you. The way to keep the devil from fighting you is say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. And the devil will leave you alone. Say something, do something, be something, and he's going to fight you. You're not going to do something for God, and the devil not fight it. People say, well, how come our church get that thought all the time? Because we're trying to do something for God. That's why. Simple. Now, look at verse 2. And he spake before his brethren in the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble people from New Manna? That's our language. But he said, what do feeble Jews? Who do they think they are? What do they think they're doing building that big? Who gave them the right to do it? That's what he was saying. Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make their kids wear uniforms? They beat them with baseball bats? Will they make all the people to give all their houses and land to that school? Those are questions asked by jealous, demon-filled people who don't know what they're talking about, who feel under conviction because they're not doing nothing for God and they don't want nobody else to. McDowell County's got a lot of people like that. McDowell County's got a lot of people who are just full of sin and the world, and they say, yes, I'm saved and ready to fly away, and if you try doing it for God, I'm going to talk about you till you give up. That's what this is. Little Harper Valley, you know, Marion is. Amen. That's right. My job is to minister to the poor white trash of Marion. It's fine, a few black folks we got here this morning. Boy, some of y'all look funny. You've been watching OJ too much. That's your problem. Amen. Hallelujah. Preach it. Amen. This atmosphere bothers you in here because it's so free. It's a free atmosphere. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. That's why we have such liberty in here this morning. Amen. Well, let's hurry and read this scripture. He said, will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah, the Ammonite, was by him, and he said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O our God, that's what we're saying. For we despised and turned their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built he the wall. Isn't that a blessing? Old Nehemiah said they tried to stop us, but he said, Lord, get them. And we built the wall. And the wall was joined together under the half thereof, for the people had a mind work. Boy, everybody in here ought to underline that verse. The way to keep yourself from backsliding is work and stay busy for God. You sit around the house all the time, and the devil will put bad things in your mind. Verse 7. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God, our God, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build all. And our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. Stop one more second now. There's a whole big piles of rubbish. And they had so much rubbish, trash piled up, that the enemy says, sneak up underneath that rubbish and they won't see us. We'll get up and shoot them. That's what they were saying here. We'll cause the work to cease because we'll sneak up on them. Now, verse 12. And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bow. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. And it came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, the sheep, and the bow, and the habergeons. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, they which builded on the wall, and they that bare burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. What do you think about that? Stop right there in verse 18. We'll start again in a minute. Them guys was a hammering over here and held a knife and a gun over here. That's the way they got the job done for God. They said, hold this board over here so I can nail it. Bow, bow, bow. Now get this one. Bow. That's the way they built the wall. Amen, brother. They done it. Verse 18. For the builders, every one of them had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was me. And I said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large. Amen. And we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us. Our God shall fight for us. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared, buddy. That's what you call putting in a day's work. Amen. They held them from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge without within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. Now, I want to speak to you just a few minutes on the subject, building the walls in fight of the devil. There's 5 things that hindered Nehemiah and his people from getting the job done here in this building program. These are the same things that we're fighting against as we try to build that building out there and get the school built for the glory of God. Here's 5 things that will help us as we try to build, rather. I should have said them in a go. And these are things that could hinder, but will help us if we look at it right. The devil will have a hard time defeating us if we will do what I'm getting ready to say to us this morning. Now, there is a tremendous amount of work. It's going to be physical work, and it's a spiritual battle. We have a physical task to do, but we are in a spiritual battle. I'll guarantee you, standing before you this morning, that the devil don't like what our church is doing right now. Hadn't you noticed we've been hit recently? Some of our young people, some of them have just been knocked out of the race by the powers of demons. because they listen to the wrong voice or because they're of the wrong spirit. And the devil's working on them, working on them. He flies over, see? He sends demons flying over. They say, what are they doing out there in them woods? What do they think they're doing? And somebody comes by and says, hey, man, there's a chance for a kid to get a Christian education. And the devil says, I hate it. I hate it. I want to put them out there and brainwash them. I want to teach them they come from monkeys. I want to teach them that rock music is the only kind of music. I want to teach them there are no moral absolutes. And so he's going to try to stop us as we build. And I want to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, we are in a spiritual battle. Like maybe we've never been in before. I don't know. I know one thing. When you start trying to help young people, the devil hates that about worse than anything else because he's after this generation of kids. He wants to destroy their mind, pollute their morals, steal their soul, take them to hell. That's what the devil wants for these young people. And he's going to fight any effort that anybody makes trying to help these young people get right with God. And brother, we're going to have to get the job done. We are going to have to get the job done. They had their mind to work, and they did it. Now, I'm going to say something here, and I'm just going to say it ever how it comes out, and I hope the Lord will use it, and I'll say it in the right spirit. We have got a tremendous task to do, and it's going great. People are amazed. People tell me all the time, I just can't believe how fast that's gone up. And I said, amen. But we have a long, long way to go on this project, and we need more men that will work. We need more men that will work. We're hiring people to do all we can. We're doing all that we can. We need some men that are willing to do like they did here in the Bible. Say, hey, I believe that God's given us this job to do. Now let's get it done. Out there yesterday, we had a pretty good crowd yesterday, not near what it should have been. And a couple of men made a comment. They said, preacher, well, we need this done, we need that done, we need that. I said, yeah, we need some help. So I want to make a little plea here to all of you men here in church. We need some help. It's not right, and it's not honest for 10 or 15 to do all the work, and the rest of you guys do nothing. You need to get in here and pitch in. I'm not talking about every Saturday. I'm talking about helping out. Dear part. There's enough men here in this church here this morning to get done everything we need to do, but you are selfish and you're thinking of yourself many times. That's what's wrong with you. I don't mean to sound mad. I am just a tad, but I don't mean to sound that way. And just aggravated, let's say that. Because we can get more done. We can get more done if we have more help. Now, you say, well, Brother Danny, I work all week, and Saturday's my only day. So do these guys. They work all week. So do I. I work all week. You know something? My grass has not been mowed yet this summer. I look like I'm going to have to hire somebody to come and mow it. I was going to do it yesterday. We stayed up here until 5 o'clock. I got home, stayed a little while, done some things, come back, had prayer meeting. That was it. I've got teacher interviews and things like that this week, preaching revival every night. I've got tons of thousands of miles of things to do for the youth rally. I have no spare time. I'm putting everything that I've got by the grace of God into this thing to get it done by the help and grace of God. I don't have time to get what I've done. I know this is a bad time of year, but we're going to have to make some sacrifices to get the job done that we need to get done. So, all of you guys don't work on Saturday. You say, well, I've got things to do at home. So do I. But we got a task to do, and it's not right for us to let the task go and just think about ourselves. Amen? Now, you ladies are going to have to say amen here for the next 5 minutes. 1, 2, 3. All right. Now, your time's coming pretty soon when we get inside. You get to decorate and put up wallpaper and do all the pretty stuff and make it look good. Now it's our turn. And we us men have got to get on the ball. Now, listen, I can point out a bunch of you men here this morning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You guys need to get your little self up here and help out a little bit. Amen? Ain't right for 10 or 15 of these guys to slave and give up every Saturday and the rest of you, some of you ain't even stepped foot on the property. You say, I ain't got no kids going to school. Yeah, but you got a country and you've got a church and you've got a nation and you've got a God and you've got a preacher and you need help and get your feet wet in the work just a little bit. You don't even have to be a member. You don't even have to be saved. O.J. Simpson can come out there and work for all I care. He needs to. Amen? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother, we've got to get the job done. We've got to get the job done. Now, let me say just a thing or two and give you this little points here, these 5 points, and I'll be through. First thing is, Nehemiah and his people kept an eye on the enemy. In verse 9 there, they said they had to watch. There are enemies among every group. Outside, we've got to keep an eye on them. It may be a family member. It may be a friend. You watch out for these little folks that come to you and say, "Now, I don't know about it. Yeah, if I were you, I don't believe that." You better watch out for people like that. They are the enemies of the work of God, and they'll try to stop you from getting the job done. You better keep an eye out on the enemy. Your mind can be evil affected if you let people run their mouth to you. That's the way the enemy gets us. You see, they don't come down and burn the buildings down, you know, and try to shoot us off the wall. They use their tongue, a much more subtle weapon, and try to say, "Well, I don't know about that." And I'll tell you one thing, you better be real careful. Remember, we're in a spiritual battle, and the demons of hell are trying to stop what's going on here. But you can ask my wife at home sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a maze. Sometimes it feels like there's fog all around me. But I know that straight ahead there's the presence of God. And I just grit my teeth and say, by the grace of God, we're going to get this job done because we love these kids. And these kids know we love them too. They know we care about them. And that right there will make decent Christians out of a lot of them. I'm not preaching you something that I don't practice. Listening? We've put money, I've put thousands of dollars out of my pocket that I've collected out of my own money, raised money, begged money, done everything else to help this thing being built because I believe in it, and I believe as sure as I'm standing here, it's what God wants our church to do. I believe this morning that we must get the job done, keep an eye on the enemy. Amen. Friday night, I got home about, I got in bed maybe at 1 o'clock, got up at 6 o'clock yesterday morning. I was up here all day long. Them guys carrying sheetrock, they worked till late yesterday evening. And brother, that's not fun. That's not always exciting. But brother, we know that we've got a job to do, and it don't get done by itself. You know what some of you people's problem is? It's like this. I mean, let me have you three fellows right here. Brother Carmen, Brother Dean, y'all get around this chair right here. Just stand around that chair. Now let's imagine that chair right there. There you go, that chair right there. Imagine that chair weighs 100,000 pounds. And here's these three guys trying to lift it. Amen? All right. Now they're over there just grunting and straining and trying to lift that chair. It weighs 100,000 pounds. Here's what a lot of you folks do. A lot of you men, here's what you do. You say, "Well, I see they're lifting it. They're lifting it. Oh, I'm tired. The only day I got the rest." You say, "I got to work on Saturday." Guess what? Time changed last night. It's going to stay daylight till 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. You get off work at 3, man. I can't believe these people quit work at 3 o'clock in the day. You're just going good by then. You should have went with me this week. Man, it just starts getting good when the stars appear. That's what the Bible said there. They saw it. And you say, "Well, I believe they'll get it done." And the truth is, you think somebody else will. Now, if everybody thought like that, there wouldn't nothing get done. Amen? Now, I'm not talking about if you have to work a job. I know some of you are covered up. I understand all that. I'm not unreasonable. I'm one of the most reasonable people you ever talked to in your life. You don't believe it? Ask somebody. But I'm going to tell you something this morning, friends. It is wrong. It is wrong for us to see them guys over there trying to lift that chair and just stand here and watch them. That's wrong. All right, you fellas can sit down. Now, if I can help them, I ought to help them. If I can't help them, hallelujah, I can pray for them and give and help out. But if I can, I ought to. Ought to. Ought to. You say, "Well, preacher, I need the money. Well, I need some money this week too." You know where all that revival offering went, don't you? In that plate. I tell you, we'll not get the job done until we're willing to say, "Hey, I'm willing to pitch in and do my part." Amen? They kept an eye on the enemy. Nehemiah and his people, number 2, had some rubbish that needed to be moved. You see, that rubbish piles up. Here's the way we was doing. We was carrying sheetrock in the windows yesterday.
because he couldn't get the machine in there, and he laid these 12-foot piece of sheetrock in. So me and, who was my partner first? Daniel Tucker? Where you at, Daniel? Where's he at? He's around here somewhere. There he is, asleep on the front row. Me and old Daniel here, I said, Daniel, you grab that in. I appreciate him and Matt and Sammy and some of these young boys been coming up here on Saturday. They're blessing. They really are. And I tell you, old Daniel got one end of that sheetrock and I got the other. And it was a wobbling like you know. And we was carrying it in the building like this. And you know what? In the floor, there's pipes and there's wires and there's tube of fours and there's boxes. And you're tripping over it like that. You know what that is? That's rubbish. You say, well, Brother Dan, why didn't somebody clean it up? Because they wasn't here to do it. Why wasn't you cleaning it, man? I mean, everybody, we can't do everything. And, well, you know what that rubbish does? Nehemiah and his people had to get the rubbish out because rubbish will hinder us from getting the job done for God. We probably need two men with four trucks, brother, hauling off trash. I mean, just piles and piles of trash. First thing you know, you've got your trash pile so big, you can't even see the building. And that's what Nehemiah and him did. The enemy will sneak up that trash. It's the same way in our lives. We get trash in our lives. We get rubbish in our lives. You get sin. You know what rubbish is? Soap operas. You know what rubbish is? Dirty music. You know what rubbish is? Dirty magazines. You know what rubbish is? Rubbish will hinder you from getting the job done that God gave you to do. You say, I ain't coming back to this church. And I know why you won't. Because you want to go to church where the preacher has a good speech and makes you feel good and there's no pressure put on you. You be proud of people that won't come to our church because, you know, there's pressure on you here. And God puts a pressure on you. You know why? That's good for you. That's good for you. We need to be pressured to do something for God. You just want to just come and sit where everything's paid for and enjoy a nice little sermon and ease your conscience for another week and then come back and do it again the next Sunday. In other words, you want to play church. Nehemiah and his people got rid of the rubbish. You say, well, I won't come back. I hope you do, but if you feel guilty over what I'm saying this morning, it's not my fault. Remember that. You're the one feeling guilty, not me. Nehemiah and his people, number three, kept their weapons near at hand. You can't neglect the Word of God to build a building all the time. You can't just say, well, the building's all important and lay down your Bible. That don't work neither. That's why we're in here this morning, not out there. I was kidding some of them boys. They said, well, the only day we got Sunday. I said, well, you go ahead and do it Sunday. We'll run you a speaker out there where you can hear the preacher. I was just kidding, though. I didn't mean that. I tell you, we come in here to keep our, we know to keep our weapons near at hand. We've got to keep our Bibles. We've got to keep straight. We've got to keep them. The Word of God is our sword. It must be kept at hand. You must stay in the book. Don't ever get so busy in the Lord's work that you backslide God. That's why we defeat the devil. Our prayer is a needed weapon. Don't ever get so busy that you don't pray. Boy, up here praying last night, I felt like the Lord is blessing us. I know some of them, what's the ball game? And they lost. We come up here and we won. Amen. We had a good time at a prayer meet. I mean, the Lord blessed. Amen. Maybe that's why some of y'all are so down and out this morning. You thought old Dean could pull it out. The only one that could pull that out was the Lord. He decided not to. I'm praying against sin in North Carolina. And the more they win, the more beer they drink. So thank God there's less sin today. You ought to shout. Boy, y'all looking funny. You're looking funny. I feel sorry for you that a ball game's your God. You know why? Because you're always getting disappointed. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, that's good preaching, ain't it? You ought to see some of the faces I can see right now. I wish you got that upset about having to miss visitation Thursday night. I really do. Man, I tell you what, we need to give an invitation right here, don't we? My Lord, people. We're supposed to be Christians. Jesus is supposed to be our God. Well, better move on there, ain't I? Number four, Nehemiah and his people cooperated. You know how we lift that chair? Enough of us crowd around that thing, we can lift it. If I'm over here lifting this chair, and Brother John's over here lifting that chair, and Brother Carmi's over here lifting this chair, and Brother Dean's over here lifting this chair, ain't neither one of us going to lift it. You see, that chair weighs 100,000 pounds. We got about a 450,000 pound one out yonder. I'm talking money-wise. You know something? Nehemiah and his people worked together. Boy, when people start working together. They said one time a man worked at an insane asylum. There's 100 and something, I guess, patients or whatever you call them in there. And somebody told him one time, they said, "You're the night guard of this place and it's you in here with all these people?" He said, "That's right." They said, "Ain't you afraid that one of these days that they'll all organize and overthrow you and get their heads together and take over and they could kill you?" He said, "I know it, but I don't worry about that." And they said, "Why?" He said, "That's why these people are here. They can't get their heads together. If those people, listen, if people in prison put their heads together and work together, man, they could overthrow the place. But they can't cooperate. And they won't cooperate, and that's why they're in the shape they're in, a lot of them. You know what a church has got to do? We got to cooperate. I didn't say agree. I said cooperate. We're going to disagree on nitpicky things. We're going to disagree on some major thing. But I'll tell you, we know that there's a job to do for God, and we've got it to do. We get together and say, "Hey, at the youth camp in 3 weeks. We're such a terrible mess out there. The storms have broke both docks. The floating dining room is in the girls' swimming area. The boys' dock's ready to fall off in the water. We got a tremendous amount of work. And the only thing I know to do is just let the school for a couple of weeks, and all you guys at work go out to the camp this Saturday. Unless we can get some help." You say, "Well, why don't we just pay somebody to do it?" If we pay somebody to do all that, you have to raise camp prices so much that kids can't afford to come. You see what I'm saying? Everybody cooperate, we can get done everything God wants to do. We need two hard, big, set, I mean 50 men, I'm talking. All the gutters have to be cleaned up. The leaves, the pipes, right, the room straightened up. The ladies could clean, get it ready. We got tons of them. Listen, right now, this morning, there's groups talking. They're saying this. It's what burdens me so bad. It's why I preach under such pressure like I have today. I don't mean to fuss at you. It's such a load. And they're right now, this morning, they're saying, "Kids, guess what? We're going to North Carolina. And you're going to get to see some young people that are on fire. And they got a nice place for us. And it's going to be wonderful. And we got mamas and daddies praying. This will be the answer for their kids." We don't realize that a lot of times. When you go in a mall and you see them water squirting up and them beautiful plants and chandeliers and that, surely you're not naive to think that that just didn't happen. Somebody sure put something in that. Stuff just don't happen. It just don't happen. Like the Ray sung a while ago, somebody sweat. Somebody's sweating hard. All I do is just run through most of the time during the day when Brother Glenn's out here overseeing the work. And the whole time I'm on the phone, I'm this, I'm that. We got tons of stuff to do here in the next few days. We've got to cooperate. Number 5, this will be last. Nehemiah and his people dedicated themselves and determined get the job done. Dedication always puts God's cause first. Dedication is a challenge to others. Dedication always causes and brings victory. You know why Michael Jordan is in the position he's in right now? He didn't just one day pick up a ball and become a great ball player. You say, "Well, he's a lot of talent." He does have talent, but he had to work hard too. He had to work hard. Any baseball player, any musician, anybody who ever gets anything done, there's got to be some determination. No, sir. You just do it. I dread to think what this world will be like in another 50 years if the Lord don't come. When this generation of young people take over. Good night. What a mess we're going to be in. I hope that we'll dedicate ourselves and determine to get the job done. And when we do, I'll shout and say hallelujah. And a year from right now, if the Lord don't come, 1 year from now, I'll be standing up here telling you the blessings. The kids saved. The lives changed. The young people surrendering to the mission field and things like that that comes as a result of the right kind of education. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Our heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Hope this morning that we can determine in our heart to get the job done. We're going to sing just a little bit. If you need to come and pray, you can. If you want to pray right there at your seat, you can. We need anything you can think of, we need it. Bill and Brian. I don't care what it is. We're going to like carrying off stumps, busting wood, sowing grass, painting, carrying, hauling trash. I don't care what you name, we need it. God's speaking our hearts this morning. We'll just sing a little bit. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not right with the Lord and you need to get in on it. You say, preacher, I've wasted my life long enough. I want to get in on what God's doing. I want to be a part of it. We got some people here this morning going to come join the church in just a minute. Be a part of what's going on, brother. Be a part on it. Don't waste your life. Don't let it pass you by. The Bible said the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. See, if a man works hard for the Lord, he can lay down and sleep. Be blessed. Father, do what ought to be done in our hearts. We love you. Help us as a church to get the job done. Help us, Lord. We can't do it. I can't do all I've got to do in the next 3 weeks. I can't do it. Lord, you have to help me. It seems like I'm always doing this. I've got a million things to do and places to go and people to see. So, God, I'm asking for your help. We're asking, Lord, that you'd encourage our church this morning. Help us to determine in our heart to get the job done you've given us to do. Thank you for the offering. Thank you for the people who work so hard and sacrifice so much. Lord, help us tonight, for this morning and the rest of this week and throughout the days ahead to get this job done, and then we'll go on to whatever else you've got for us to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.